Well, praise the Lord. I'm going to do something to make y'all feel real unreligious. Nope, not Father Abraham. It's almost as good as that. I quit doing that because y'all couldn't handle it no more. Maybe we ought to do that to get you warmed up for the next step. No? Don't you think it's a spiritual song? No, not really. Well, sort of. Yeah, it's got a deep meaning. Somewhere in there is a deep, deep, deep calling out to deep. Why don't you pray for us since you brought up Father Abraham?
Father, we just love Jesus. You this morning. We give you all the glory, God. Lord, you are worthy of praise, God. We're so thankful to you, Lord, that you have brought us here this morning, God, that we can come into your presence, Lord, with thanksgiving, Lord, and we can enter your courts with praise, God. Father, we just ask for your word to come, Lord God, that our hearts right now, we open them up, we open our spirits up, God. Lord, we ask that you would just bring the word forth, God, with power, authority, and anointing, God.
Yes.
Father, we just ask
you,
for
Jesus.
Our hearts to receive, God, every good thing that you have for us today, God. We love you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Joanna and April.
Joanna and April. 22nd, 20, one of those. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Yeah. Close your eyes for a second. I wrote this down because, or I copied it down because I like it. I can't sing it, but I love the words. And I want that to be, I think Danny was praying that he wanted that to be the Spirit of God just moving. And when the Spirit of God's moving and the joy of the Lord's loose, there's joy in worship. There should be joy in worship and praise. But the song goes, down the mountain the river flows, and it brings refreshing wherever it goes. Through the valleys and over the fields, the river is rushing, and the river is here. The river of God sets our feet a-dancing. The river of God fills our heart with cheer. The river of God sets our mouth with laughter, and we rejoice that the river is here. The river of God is teeming with life, and all who touch it can be revived. And those who linger on the river's shore will come back thirsting for more of the Lord. The river of God sets our feet a-dancing. The river of God fills our hearts with cheer. The river of God fills our mouths with laughter, and we rejoice that the river is here. Liver is here. No. Up the mountain we love to go to find the presence of the Lord. Along the banks of the river we run, we dance with laughter, giving praise to the sun. We'll have to do that again. That's an awesome vineyard. Man, they made some touching the Father's heart. There's a lot of good stuff out there that's got kind of buried. So maybe we can do that one time, huh? Well, Jesus, God, I just pray that you would speak your mind, Holy Spirit. Lord, it wouldn't be my opinions, God. I believe I've heard from you this week, but you're welcome to change it, add to it, do whatever you want to do, Lord. I just ask that it would, Lord, your word would change our hearts, break our hearts, change our hearts, Lord, change our lives. God, we want, Lord, you said you are very near to those of a broken heart. So, God, we are broken as we look around us and we look at the nation and the state of the church, God. We have broken hearts. And, God, we want to see you move. We want to see you send the Spirit of God and revive. Revive me, God. Revive me. Just put your hand on your heart and say, revive me, God. Revive me, God, so I can bring revival, God, so I can be revival. You want me to be revival. I am the spark that starts the flame, God. I am the spark that ignites, God. I am the fire of God when you move in me, God. And that's not blasphemous, because if you really believe, when you ask Jesus to come into your heart, if you really believe it, he is living in you. He's in your gut. He's in your innermost being, and he's tired of staying there. He wants to come out. He wants to come out. So praise God. Y'all are really, I hear all the testimonies of y'all going after God and praying for folks, and it's a good start, praise God. When they start seeing the presence of God, and when they start, you know, when you walk into the room, and I'm sure, I know some of y'all have the presence of God on you so strong that you don't even know it. When you walk up to me, I can feel the peace of God, man. Where there is peace, the presence of God's right there, you know. In turmoil, you can walk into a room and it just kind of starts, God's going to start doing that, and they're going to wonder, what is that? And they're going to ask, what is that that just walked into the room? Jesus. Jesus just walked into the room. And that's not being blasphemous, because you are carrying his presence. And there's all that New Age stuff. It says, you are God, we are God, they are God, trees are God. No. No, he is God, he is Lord, he is Jesus, he is the Christ. But praise God, he came to dwell with us, praise God, didn't he? He come to partner with us, didn't he? I said, partner. What's partner mean? Teacher? Rachel, what's partner mean to you? To join in together for the same goal. That's a teacher, man. That was perfect. I'm not on you for that. I think it's awesome. To join in together for the same goal. Wow. Now I think all we got to do is ask the Holy Spirit. He wants to empower us. Do you agree with that? He wants to empower us. He said, wait in the upper room. He said, wait to be endued with power from on high. And a lot of us would say, yes, I've been baptized in the Holy Ghost, right? Mama, how many of y'all would say that? I've been baptized in the Holy Ghost. I've spoke with other tongues. I've seen God do fill in the blank. So you've been baptized with the Holy Spirit. But if you look in the back of the book of Acts, it says, they got refilled with the Holy Spirit. There's fillings of the Holy Spirit, right? It's not a one-time deal. Salvation, but the filling of the Holy Spirit is helping over and over and over and over and over again, right? Oh, Jesus. Bless her, Jesus. So the Holy Spirit wants to empower you. And I've been thinking about this and praying about this for a while. And I will say this as a representative of this church. Faith Harvest wants to facilitate, help facilitate your destiny. Does that make sense? What's facilitate, Rachel? Because I don't have that I don't have the definition written down.
To assist, to kind of be the lubricant that gets the gears moving.
To assist and be the lubricant that gets the gears to moving. I like that too. Man! Steve Hill had Michael Brown, and I've got Rachel Miller. Praise God. Yay! Isn't that awesome? No, really. I'm not making fun. You're very eloquent. I think, wow. Well, anyway, I won't go there. So we want to help facilitate your destiny. But first you got to know, and you got to embrace, and you got to work the vision God has given this church. You've got to meld into what God's shown us, you know. And a lot of y'all haven't been here very long, but he's shown us a lot of things. Of course, we'd say souls. We want souls, God. We want to change this community, Lord. You've given us the four winds prophecy, repentance, revival, reformation, restoration. You've given us this prophecy that you want us to fulfill, to loose. These four winds have been loosed, but God wants us to raise our sails and go out of the comfort of the harbor, I think, if you read it. He said, you'll be safe in the comfort of the harbor, but if you come out, yes, you'll have some difficulties. Yes, you'll have storms, but you'll go to new places and you'll get to do what the Lord has shown you to do. And he has given us the Highway 150 corridor. And he's given, not only given it to us, you can ask any, you can ask, and Paul and Geneva will probably tell you Friday night that it has been lifeblood to them. Some of these churches and pastors around here were ready to quit. But God, he breathed a fresh breath on us, God. And he wants us to complete what he started. Now, according, not so much. But somehow, this 150, I'm not speaking a curse, but this 150 has seen more Pentecostal churches gobbled up and spit out than any place I know. It's like, I think we're the first one in Greenville ever. And it took us a while to get there because we were out in a barn somewhere out 335 for a while. But God has a purpose and a destiny for the churches in this region. And he wants to see them prosper. And he wants them to become, no, he don't want them to become mega church. Well, yeah, he wants big. He likes big. He's got no problem with big, but he wants it to be meeting needs. He wants to see it tearing down strongholds. And so, being effective. Very good. Rachel 2, the sequel. That's good. We'll take that. But, so you need to embrace the vision. But, and I'm going to read about the 40-day fast again because I think that's pivotal. I think, was it the Catholics? Do they start a 40-day fast on Ash Wednesday, is that a 40-day fast? I don't know, but it. When is Fat Tuesday? I know, but is it this coming week or? So we didn't start on Fat Tuesday, so we're okay. But anyway, it's not a bad idea to give up things that are harmful to you. But if it's just a religious act, like, well, I'm going to give up broccoli. Okay, that's a nice try. But something that hinders you is what I don't want you to give up something that's like going to be a pain in the butt, and you're going to have to struggle every day, and your mind's consumed. I don't get my food. I don't get this. That'll come after you get free. It'll be easy to fast once you get free. But get free of things that confound you, things that constantly hit you in the head every time you get so far, and it's like bam. Good shot, Russell. We'll ignore that. So this 40-day fast, ask the Holy Spirit. Just close your eyes right now. Ask the Holy Spirit what kind of baggage he'd like you to drop off. Stuff that's unfruitful, stuff that consumes your time, stuff that consumes your thoughts other than Jesus. Y'all hear anything? But I will tell you, if you will embrace these teachings and you will listen to the Holy Spirit and shed off what he shows you, you've got several days to do that. Spend some time with the Lord and see what he would like. I think it says that 21 days forms a habit, and it takes 21 days to break a habit. So 40 days should be sufficient to break some bad habits and some bad things in our life. But I believe if you'll do this, the Lord showed me you'll be happier, you'll be freer, you'll be stronger, you'll be healthier, and you'll have a clearer mind, and you'll be ready to serve the Lord with joy and passion again. Praise the Lord. And I wrote this too. If you expect nothing, and you're doing this as a religious exercise, don't bother. You're wasting your time. But if you embrace the Lord and his word, you will prosper and be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So if you embrace this thing with an open heart that God wants to change you and give you more, you're going to receive what God has got for you. Y'all excited about it? You're not as excited as me because I've been thinking about it a lot, but I'm ready. I'm ready to dig in, and I'm ready to get off junk and put some substance in, you know? Good stuff. Good stuff. Oh, by the way, you've been listening to, help me, Jesus. How was that meeting? Was it last night? Was it good? Well, I figured it was good. Yeah. real good. Well, I've been listening to not Joseph Prince, but I've been listening to Derek Prince. And man, I am telling you, amen. That guy, I mean, I'd forgot what foundational. If you get on sermonindex.com, and you can listen to multitudes of sermons, man. I mean, it's spiritual warfare. He's into deliverance really big, being filled with the Holy Ghost, just all kinds of the church. I mean, it's amazing teachings, and I've been feeding on that a lot in the last week, and it's rekindled some stuff that you can let go dormant if you don't surround yourself with things like that. So anyway, now for the serious stuff. No, really. It's not that bad. I'm going to divide you up into three sections. This is one section. Got it? This middle, you get more, but this is another section, and that's the third section. You will be the cows. You will be the pigs, center section. And you will be the frogs. Frogs. And when I, exactly, and when I point to you, you're going to say, the cow said, I won't. The pig said, I won't. The frog said, I won't. I won't. I won't. I won't. Y'all got a large part here. Can you handle it? Okay, let's practice so you get it right. Dun, dun, dun. Come on, with a little more passion. Humor me. Okay, one, two, three.
The cow said, I won't. The pig said, I won't.
The frog said, I won't.
I won't. I won't. Not bad, but get excited. When I point, y'all know what to do, right? Now, on the very last one, we're going to change it. Okay, this is really complicated stuff. Okay, the name of this parable is The Little Red Hen. Y'all ready? Ready? Once upon a time, a little red hen lived on a farm with a cow, a pig, and a frog. Little Red Hen worked hard every day to grow plants in her garden. The cow, the pig, and the frog laid in the warm sun every day, sleeping and watching the little red hen work. One day, the little red hen found a head of wheat, and she said, who will help me plant this wheat so we can eat fresh bread?
The pig said, I won't. The frog said, I won't. I won't. I won't.
We need some work over here. No, really. Who's got the bassist voice over here? No. It's one of you guys. You're going to have to step up. You want to step up? All you got to do is go, I won't, I won't, I won't, boom, boom. I think it's you, brother. Come on. I won't put it. No, don't be shy. Come on. Just hear your deepest voice.
It's not on.
Yeah, it's on. Just say, I won't, I won't.
I won't, I won't, I
no,
won't.
I won't.
Want.
I won't.
I won't.
We'll try it.
Won't.
I know. What's this got to do with God? We'll see. One day, the little red hen found a head of wheat. Who will help me plant this wheat so we can eat fresh bread, she said.
The pig said, I won't.
Want.
If you don't want to do it, you don't have to. Okay, I don't want to embarrass you. Chris said he wanted to do it. Okay, let's get back on the story. You're going to miss something. Little Red Hen said, I will plant it myself then, and she planted the grains of wheat. Soon the wheat came up and needed fertilizing, and the Little Red Hen said, who will help me fertilize my garden?
The pig said, I won't.
The Frog said, I want, want, I want, I want.
Dun, dun. So she fertilized the wheat herself. As the wheat grew, so did the weeds. How many of y'all know that? They always do. The garden must be weeded to be productive because the weeds will choke out the good fruit. Little Red Hen said, who will help me weed my garden?
The pig said, I won't.
The frog said, I want, I want, I want, I want, I want.
So, the Little Red Hen weeded the wheat by herself. As the summer came, the soil became dry and needed water. The Little Red Hen said, who will help me carry water to the garden?
The pig said, I won't.
The frog said, I won't. Want, I won't. Want,
I won't. Want. I won't. Amen. So the Little Red Hen said, I will, and she carried water to the garden by herself. By the end of summer, the wheat grew very tall, and it was time to harvest the wheat and take it to the mill. The Little Red Hen said, who will help me harvest the wheat and take it to the mill?
The pig said, I won't.
The frog said, I want, I want, I want, I want.
Dun, dun. Want. The Little Red Hen said, I will. So the Little Red Hen harvested the wheat and took it to the mill where they made it into flour. Then the Little Red Hen said, who will help me make the flour into dough and put it in the oven and bake it into bread?
The pig said, I won't.
The frog said, I want, I want, I want, I want.
Then the Little Red Hen said, I will. So she mixed the flour and the salt and the yeast and made it into dough. Then she put it into the oven to bake. When the bread was done, she took it out of the oven and covered it with butter. And she asked, who will help me eat my bread? Now this is I will, okay? Who will help me eat? Who will help me eat my bread?
Frog said, I will.
I will.
Want, I will.
I will.
I will.
I will.
I will.
Very good. And then the Little Red Hen said, no, you will not, said the Little Red Hen. You did not help me plant the grain. You did not help me care for the wheat. You did not help me harvest the wheat. You did not help me take it to the mill. You did not even help me bake the bread. I will eat it myself. And she did. She did. And if I remember, back in the day, she had a bunch of little chicks around her, and they were all eating the bread, and they went, good, 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 eating on the bread. Do, 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 do. I remember this from Captain Kangaroo. Do, 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 do. Anyway, she did. Praise God, those who work the harvest will reap the harvest. Amen?
Amen.
But you know what the good news is, as I was thinking about this? The ones that come in at the last hour of the day get the same wages as the ones that started a long time ago. So if you wasted a lot of time, praise God, you can get in on the harvest. If you're just to the baking stage or the mixing stage, just go after the harvest. Because God wants to bless you. God doesn't want us to be like the frog. I will, I will, I will. We've got a lot of work to do. That's why it's important we get our bodies in shape and we get our minds renewed, because there's a whole lot of work to do in the kingdom of God. And what usually stops us from doing things in the kingdom of God is lies. Would you agree? It's lies that keep us from fulfilling God's destiny for us. How many of y'all even know what your destiny is in the kingdom of God? Some of y'all haven't been walking with the Lord long enough to really seek him out and ask. But how many of y'all know that God's shown you, I'm going to do this for the kingdom of God? Nobody? Come on, man. God has shown you, I'm going to do certain things for the kingdom of God. But I'm not sure it's God. Oh, come on. Come on, if it's good, it's probably God. If it's impossible, it's probably God. Really, if it's impossible, it's probably God. If it's easy, it's probably not. God has big things for you. I'm going to see thousands of people come to the Lord. I'm going to see thousands. How that's going to happen, I have no clue. I've seen hundreds, but I want to see thousands. And I'm talking all in one shot. I'm talking about a mass exodus of souls. And not only that, I'm going to see souls that stay. They don't pray a prayer and walk away and go right back to what they were. That's not God. That's not salvation. That's abuse. I want to see God. Let's face it. You can go out to prison and you can get 40 people saved every time you go out there. But what's saved? It's changed. It's a changed life. It's a renewed life. So God, Let's just throw away three excuses that keep us from being what God showed us to be. There's a lot more, but one of them, the biggest one going on in this country right now is I don't have enough time. How many of y'all would say time gets in the way? I wrote a scripture here, and do this knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent and the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light, and let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. So the Bible talks about time. It says in the last days, things are going to pick up. Everything's going to get quicker and quicker and quicker. Knowledge is going to increase. It doesn't say wisdom, but knowledge will increase greatly on the planet. And we right now, I don't know if you guys have felt this pulling from the Holy Spirit, but I just feel like there's been a demonic delusion loosed on this country and this planet that it's like technology, and I'm not against any of that, but it pulls you in to where your priorities get twisted. And it always seems like it's a good thing, but a good thing is not a God thing necessarily. God has perfect things. And when we start getting pulled away from quiet time with Jesus, hello, when we get pulled out of the secret place, there's something wrong. When we cannot turn off something and get in the secret place with Jesus, there's something wrong. We're being drawn by something demonic. And I'm not, it's like, ooh, demonic. Demonic's anything. Demonic is a lie. Demonic is anything that will draw you away from the King. Demonic is anything that will stop you from fulfilling your destiny that God has given you. Right. And y'all got some awesome destinies. You really do. You know that. Another one is, I'm too tired and I don't have enough strength. Hey, I know. I know, man. I get up every morning lately, and it's like, I can't. I have a hard time getting out of bed because I know my back's going to be hurting. I know God's healing me, and I know God's a healer, but guess what? I still got to make an effort and do what I can do. You may not be able to do as much as Jason, but you can do maybe more than Mark can do. Maybe it's not a matter. It's doing. It's a matter of doing with what you've got. It's called perseverance. Some word we lost track of. What's perseverance? Can you give me the definition of perseverance?
Sticking with something over the long haul.
Sticking with something over the long haul. But, I know about your time. There's something, I'm going to say it again, there's something demonic going on. You need to seek the Lord in your own house, in your own time, and find out what's gobbling up your time to be with Jesus. Something's gobbling up our time in the secret place. Danny had to just say, hey, we're going to do it. Well, you didn't feel like it, right? You still don't feel like it all the time, do you? But going after God. If you speak in tongues, you need to shatarababa sandabarabokorara on the way to work. You need to do it all the time under your breath when you've got a free... No, and it's not a cage, man. It's not a punishment. It's like a blessing because the anointing and the a level of God goes up in you when you do that. So it's a blessing. It's a gift. It's not a curse. It's not a curse to be able to speak in tongues. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. To edify you, to build you up, to pray mysteries. Very important gift. I believe everybody can have that gift. But I could be wrong, you know. But I believe all can prophesy. I know that's in the Bible. So, don't. I know you're tired. I know you're tired. I know a lot of y'all drive a long way to get here. I know you're tired. But if you're hungry, I can remember driving 700 miles one way to go hear God. Spend all my money on a motel room, go hear God. I mean, if you're hungry, it's not too far. If you're being fed, it's not too far. If you're not being fed, you probably should find some place where you'll be fed. I know I'm not the greatest preacher in the world. I know that. But I do have a heart for what God wants to do in you. And so, you're too tired. You don't have enough time. I can't relate to that because I'm a preacher. I can't even remember what year our church officially started, but I'm sure Mike knows. First official Sunday morning service was in 92. Probably started 5 years before that, really, with youth group. So this is not lifting up Mark time, but Mark Stephen Avery worked a full-time job as lineman at Bell South. I had a family, had a church, had a youth group, had all the things of the world that pull at you, okay? You can do it. Amen? I'm not telling you to take away from your family. If you're not spending time with your family, loving on your family, you're out of order, okay? You got to love on your family. You got to spend time with your family and love them because they're only little for just a little bit. My gosh, you're almost grown, girl. You're almost grown. I love my grandkids, and it makes me regret that I didn't spend more time with my son. Really, I'm like, I should have spent more time with him. There was times when, you know, I would go, well, I need to go here. I need to go there. I need to go to the hospital, which is what I was called to do. So God makes up for all that, but yeah, you'll never regret spending time with your kids. And so I'm kind of making it up with my grandkids, but and I've got several sets of grandkids, so I don't spend anyway. So I'm not telling you to neglect your duties at home, but Lord, you can do it all, really. You can do it all well. Okay, and the last one, and that's all I say, you could name these off all day. Oh, I'm too tired, I said. Even the young people grow what? Weary. But those who wait on the Lord will mount up like wings of eagles and fly high above the situation and the circumstances, right? I'm claiming that. I'm claiming that for me. Hey, every morning when I get up, I go, back in Jesus' name, you're going to bow. You're not going to do this forever. I'm going to get victory. I'm going to have a new back. I'm going to have new eyes and not have to wear them goofy readers anymore. I'm going to see the wonders of the Lord. He's no respecter of persons. You just need to stretch your wings out. You need to learn how to put your wings out. Stand up. You got to put your wings out. Going, oh, man, do we really? Yes, you really do. Come on, just think about a poor Ben had to go, I won't, I won't, I won't. Come on. Stretch those wings. You know, an eagle, man, an eagle flaps them old wings and flaps them wings, but when he gets up to a little bit of height, you know what? He just cuts those thermals. Close your eyes. I'm just on a thermal, God. I'm going where you go, Jesus. I'm going to fly like the wind. I'm going to fly like the wind, God. Lord, thank you I have wings like eagles. Thank you, Lord, I run and not grow weary. Thank you, Jesus, I fly high above the circumstances, God. Thank you, God, I'm not dependent on what my mind knows, God. I am a child of the Spirit. I am a child of the Father God Almighty. I am anointed and filled with the presence of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, those old demons that harass me, they got to go. It's time for them to be evicted in Jesus' name. These demons that constantly try to take me back in Jesus' name. It's time for you to bow to the name of Jesus. Praise God, by His stripes I am healed. Thank you, Lord, that the enemy runs at the sound of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You can say church, and he'll go, what? You can say Harley Davidson, and he'll go, I don't know. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Say Jesus. Jesus. It strikes fear into the enemy. God, we thank you. We have the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus. The Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit, the amazing Holy Spirit we have with abundance. Well, y'all can sit down for a minute. I'm about through. And then we're going to pray for anybody that feels like they're bound. Bound. You know what bound is? How many of y'all ever been to Harvest Homecoming? I'm not even going to ask you what bound is. Bound. How many of y'all ever been to the balloon glow? They're bound. They're tied down and they're bound. They look pretty, but they're not doing nothing and they're not going nowhere. And when they let that rope go, it's like, that's what God, see. The enemy wants to bind you. You can look pretty. You can sound pretty. You can be religious. But until you get loose and you start going where God's called you to go, I'm probably too loud for her. Number three. Okay, Jason, this is going to make it have a little more force. When I say number three, you go, three, 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 three. Number three. Oh, that's powerful. Lord, it's powerful. He said three, 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 three. Three is I'm not talented enough. You know what I wrote here? I heard the Holy Spirit say, this is clear as can be. You know what the Holy Spirit said to I'm not talented enough, Rachel? He said, good. That's good. That's real good. You got no talent. Does that make sense? He said, good. When God moves through you, they will know the kingdom of God is in there. They'll know that the Holy Spirit was in control. Because they knew it wasn't me. They knew it wasn't y'all. Even though y'all are very talented. Praise God. Who else could unload a UPS truck and thousands of packages in a few hours? Amazing. Even got on a Superman shirt, praise God. But in the kingdom of God, talent doesn't account for much. That's why he gives us gifts. Because we need gifts, don't we? We need the gifting of the Holy Spirit. Acts 4:13, when they saw the boldness. Listen to this. This kills me. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were ignorant and untrained men. Uh-oh. Ignorant and untrained men, they marveled. I'm going to need you for this one. Give me a marvel.
Look upon in awe and amazement.
Look upon with awe and amazement. They marveled, and they realized that they had been with Jesus. Amy, I'll never forget one time you prayed out loud, and it always stuck with me. Because Jesus loves simplicity. I really believe it. We get our ways, and we get our words, and we get religious things sometimes. But I remember I asked you to pray, and you said, Jesus, man, you know what's going on. You were brand new. You know what's going on, God. You know what we need. Wasn't being disrespectful. It's just like, Jesus. It was just like carrying on a conversation with a friend. Not that he's not to be honored. I'm not saying we disrespect him, but he wants to hear what you've got to say. He wants you to say it in the way you say it. If you're sophisticated, yeah, it would sound that way. But if you're just They realized that they had been with Jesus. And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go outside of the council, they conferred among themselves. Anyway. So, men, stand up, please. Everybody close your eyes. Don't need to be looking around. I heard Derek Prince, he was talking a few years ago, and he said, did you realize that 90% of the prayer and ministries in the church are done by women? And that's no, that's commendation for women. Praise God, they have picked up the slack. But we've caused them to carry stuff they weren't supposed to have to carry. Men, sometimes we shirk responsibilities because it's heavy. So that's why you got to give it to Jesus, because it's too heavy for you to carry. But he sure don't want your wife to carry it. So Lord Jesus, just put your hands on your belly. Lord Jesus, God, I'm a man of God, Lord. I am a man of God. I am a man of integrity. I'm a protector. I'm a defender of my wife and family. If you're married, praise God. And Lord, strengthen me right now, God. Strengthen me to be what you've called me to be. You say greater love has no one than this, than a man send his wife a dozen flowers. No, that he lays down his life for his friends. So God, I thank you in part right now, in Jesus' name, in part the ability to quickly go into the secret place of the Most High. God, the ability to hear from you in critical situations quickly, but God, to wait. God, to not make any rash decisions without hearing your voice, God. The kingdom and our family depends on it, Lord, that we hear accurately the word of God. Just say, Lord, I need to accurately hear you. I need to know where you want me to live. I need to know where you want me to work, God. I need to know a lot of things, God. Without you, God, I'm going to make the wrong decision every time. But with you, Lord, it'll be right, and I'll have peace. It may not be easy, but God, I'll have peace, and I can do anything with you. Jesus, Lord. I thank you, God, that every demon, every spirit of hell, every lick of unforgiveness that lies dormant in us right now, God, I thank you it's exposed, and we put it under the blood of the Most High God, under the blood of the Lamb, God. I thank you for forgiveness. I thank you for freedom, God. I thank you we're no longer bound with the things of this world in Jesus' name. God, I come against lustful spirits right now. I come against Jezebel, feminist spirits that would bring that spirit of pornography, God. We renounce that. Probably most every man in this church has experienced that. But God, we repent, we renounce, and we break the spirit of pornography and the spirit behind it right now in Jesus' name. I look at my wife as a beautiful bride. I look at women as fair and lovely and in need of respect, God. In Jesus' name, God, I thank you I'll be a father to the fatherless. I thank you I'll be a father to my children. They'll look up to and say, hey, when I grow up, I want to be just like Dad. God, thank you, Lord, for a hope. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, God, that you will complete the good work. And y'all, I'm not talking to me by myself. You will complete the good work you have started in me until the day of Jesus Christ. I will grow, I will grow, I will grow, I will grow, God. I will fulfill my destiny. I will work, 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 because the time's coming when I can't work, your word says. So, Lord, give me supernatural strength. God, give me a rest. Give me a rest, God. You said there's a rest for the people of God, Lord. I need that rest in my spirit, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for the men of God in this church. Thank you that they're resurrecting, God. Thank you, God, they're going to new places, God. Thank you, they're going to higher heights, God. Thank you, God, they'll do greater and more wonderful things, God, than anybody ever imagined, Jesus. So, men, I just want you to, whether you've ever done this or not, don't matter. But just gather around your family and those near you, and if there's a young lady that doesn't have anybody to pray with, just pray for them and take that weight off of them right now. Just take that heaviness off of them, because God, He wants to carry it, but He wants you to you know that scripture, Ephesians 5:22, it says women submit. Literally means come under the protection of. It's not a bad thing. It's not taking away your freedom. It's not doing anything like that. It is coming under the protection, laying down that weight and giving it to, really, Holy Spirit, the blood of Jesus, Dad, Mom, children. If you're not married, it doesn't apply, but still, you've always got a covering. So let's pray. Just pray for the ladies around you. Just pray what the Holy Spirit shows you to, and don't make sure every lady's covered, would you? Some men are at work and stuff right now.